We do have a forum, and we'll call the meeting of the Ways and Means Committee to order. Last night in the meeting that started about this time, I apologized to everybody because I said sometimes the legislative process is difficult and time-consuming, and we set times and are not able to keep them. But and so for the audience and that are here, I'm sure you're understanding. And for my colleagues, my personal apologies. We have the minutes of...
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the minutes.
May 4th. Representative Mahoney moves the minutes of May 4th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. The agenda has a little bit of a change this evening. House file number 2431, the Omnibus Education Bill, will be brought up at a different date. The first bill that we'll be considering tonight is House File 3124. Representative McNamara, do you feel like comfortable in...
Which one?
Are you 3124? Are you on that committee?
I am. Mr. Chair, I would move 3124.
I guess Representative Beacon, you're on that
committee.
Somebody
else can move it.
No, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Are you on that committee, too?
Division report.
No, there's no division report here.
I'm not on that committee.
Representative McNamara moves House File 3124. Representative Dill, welcome to the committee. Do you want to explain your bill, particularly as it looks at the fiscal impacts?
House File 3124, Mr. Chairman, has one fiscal impact. It is in the two-line fishing provision, which is a Representative Junkie provision. It establishes a $10 fee to buy an endorsement on your fishing license to fish with two lines. That particular provision has been in the Game and Fish Bill, I believe, two other times, and it has not survived conference committee. The bill, as it's written and presented, the estimate is that it will raise in the out years $2.3 million in revenue for the Game and Fish Fund. That is the only fiscal impact in the bill.
I need to ask you a question. My brother-in-law from South Dakota would love to fish in Minnesota with two lines. Since he buys an out-of-state license, does this apply to out-of-state hunter or fishing people too?
Chair Solberg, he will be able to pay $10 into the Game and Fish Fund and have a second line.
I would love to have him pay $10 more. I thought we could too, but I told him we couldn't. So, but we have passed this many times. Any other discussion on the bill? If not, then House File 31, Representative McNamara renews his motion. House File 3124 be recommended to pass and place in the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. Okay, House File 3051. Representative Faust, would you be so kind?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House File 3051 with recommendation to pass to general register.
We've heard the motion. Representative Dill, they want to talk about the bill in a little bit. This is a public lands bill. Is that correct? I want to explain it a little bit.
Yes, Chair Solberg and members, House File 3051 is the omnibus lands bill, and it reaches out and touches many members across the both sides of the aisle in the House of Representatives. It enables, I call it an enabling bill in that it allows for the DNR to sell surplus lands. It allows for adjustments to state parks that have been expanded or contracted in other bills. And in one particular piece in here allows for a purchase of a piece of land that will then be traded for a piece of land that was incorporated into a state park after a boundary adjustment up in Lake County. It has a positive fiscal impact of about $1,050,000, something in that neighborhood, maybe $1.1 million. I don't remember exactly, but it's just slightly over $1 million, of which it goes into three different places in the system of finance where land deposits are made after the sales. So, we now have the note. But all of the provisions in the bill, except for one, had been fully vetted between the chair and the department and the local communities, particularly where they are located.
Questions on the bill itself? I'm trying to find some provision. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I have passed out a handout in regards to members on page 8, section 13. And maybe, Mr. Chair, it'd be better if Representative Dill could explain it. But I would like to offer an oral amendment. And my handout addresses just one of the two parcels that the DNR is valued at $4 million. And this is land that's managed for school trust. And I think it would be in the best interest fiscally of the state to keep this available to be better managed. And Representative Dill probably could speak to it better than I.
So do you want a discussion first?
Representative. Mr. Chair, maybe I would move to delete Section 13 and then ask Representative Dill. I have only one of the two statements got passed out. It shows approximately $4 million. The other one, I believe, is a value of just almost $1 million. So it's about $5 million parcel, approximately a little less than 600 acres, which in my rough math is $8,000 an acre. I think this is a significant amount of value for the school trust land, and I think it would be inappropriate to.
We have an oral amendment. Representative McNamara moves page 8, section 13, to delete section 13. And I believe it's lines 8.21 to 8.29. Representative Dill.
And thank you very much, Chair Solberg. This was when I first presented the bill. This was the part that had not been fully vetted by the community, by myself, the chair, and the department. In fact, this was an amendment that came to the Environment Finance Committee. I had no knowledge of it when I came into the committee. I did not object to the amendment as it went on the bill. And since then, have done some research on this. And as it says in the bill, it is a piece of school trust land, which you know is controlled by and large by the different components of the state constitution, and was designed before the turn of the century to benefit the school trust and the school kids in the state. And so I think that, number one, it is true that the county is located in Cass County. It is it's about almost 600 acres. It has a value of near $5 million. And there is very little chance to, it's lakeshore. A fair amount of it is lakeshore. And on a lake that's reasonably developed. And it probably needs to have additional discussion on this before it moves ahead further and becomes off of the does not really give opportunity for the trust to generate income from it in a reasonable manner. If it were sold in a condemnation, for example, let's say that there was money that was requested from LCCMR to purchase this land to make it a an aquatic management area, or there was money in the bonding bill that would then purchase it from the school trust and make it a bond and make it a aquatic management area, or the LaSarge Outdoor Heritage Council were to decide that it should be an aquatic management area, and they appropriated through the legislature the money to purchase this land. The school trust would receive somewhere, I would guess, between $4 and $5 million. It's simple. At 3% interest, that would be $150,000 a year for the school kids. I think you know my opinion at this point without going any further.
Okay. Representative Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And is this currently generating income for the school as a school trust land or not at this point?
I do not believe, Mr. Chairman, that it is. Can we have Ms. Lewis from DNR come up and explain that to us quickly?
It's been one of those days, right, Representative Bunn? Mr. Lewis, thank you very much, and welcome to the committee, and thank you for being here this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Kathy Lewis, Lands and Minerals, DNR. This property has timber revenue potential. We didn't have time to check our records to see how much it has generated, but from the research that was done, it does, it is managed by our forestry division, and it does have the potential to generate revenue for forestry if it's not currently doing so.
Okay. Follow-up, Representative Spelcy?
No.
Representative Hillstrom?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I wasn't clear, so are you supporting the McNamara Amendment, or are you opposing the McNamara Amendment?
Representative Dale?
I'm supporting the McNamara Amendment, and I'd like to have, this land is not going anywhere, it's in the school trust. It's complicated to sell it and to dispose of it. It's a little easier to revenue off of it if there's a revenue source, and so I think that in another year, it can be made into an aquatic management area if it is worthy of that status and it makes sense for the school trust. And so I am supporting the McNamara Amendment.
Representative Rood?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Dill. I think I know the answer to this question, but just to be clear, our good friend and colleague, Representative Dietrich, has done a lot of work on this this provision or the school land trust. Would she support deleting this, do you think? You've had conversations with her. Do you know?
I have. Ms. Chairman, I have not. Representative Rukavina did discuss this with her. I do not know the outcome of that discussion because we kind of got fractured up there at the end of session. But again, that's another point, Ms. Chair, is that the entire scope and operation of school trust lands in the state is now under great scrutiny, as I'm sure many members know. And that is just another reason why we wouldn't divest ourselves of $5 million or lock up $5 million worth of land in a management area when we've got time. It's not under pressure to have anything done to it, certainly in the next year or so. It's going to be just as good of an aquatic management area in the future as it is today because there's only three ways that you can dispose of school trust land. And one of them is not just a sale to the public. I mean, you have to have a public auction, a condemnation, or a trade of equal value. That's very specific in the Constitution. And so, I mean, we're not under any under any rush to do this.
Other discussion on the amendment? Representative Lincheski?
Not on the amendment.
Any other discussion on the amendment itself? If not, then Representative McNamara removes the amendment to delete Section 13 of the bill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Lincheski, did you have a question?
I do, Mr. Chair and Representative Dill. On the very first page of the bill, in changing the definition of how value is assessed for stream easements, can you tell me, you know, a couple things? Has Representative Marquardt signed off on this property tax issue? And secondly, is this just because of the Green Acres rural vacant land definition, or are you actually changing the taxable value?
Representative Dill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to let, that's a technical question for Ms. Lewis.
Ms. Lewis.
Mr. Chair, members, this has nothing to do with taxation. What it is when the DNR is acquiring trout stream easements, the option is to use a formula that's set in statute, and the formula set in statute relies on the revenue tables developed by the Department of Revenue. And the table, all we're doing is a technical change is because the Department of Revenue upgraded their tables and they changed the headings, the terms for the classes of lands, and we're just changing to reflect their new titles to the headers to keep the formula the same.
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Okay, thank you. And I'll you know, make sure to double check on before the floor. I think that is because of the Green Acres change is why the Department of Revenue changed their tables. It was in the new rural vacant class, but I just wanted we can talk before it's on the floor, but I think that is why it is. I don't think it's anything substantive. So thank you.
Does it bring in more money?
The bill brings in, Mr. Chairman.
No, that's this little change.
Probably less.
Probably less. Okay. Well, that doesn't help us any. Okay. Any other questions on the bill? Any other discussion on the bill? Any other discussion? If not, then Representative Falls renews motion that House File 3051, as amended, be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And carried.
Thank you.
Members, there will probably be a meeting of the Ways and Means tomorrow sometime I think probably in the afternoon sometime. It's not scheduled. I appreciate very much your flexibility for this evening. With that, the meeting is adjourned.